First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to all of you. All of your hard work is paid off, and here you are and ready to move on into the, what we call the real world. What I'd like to do is kind of just go down the line and have you introduce yourselves and tell us, you know, where you're graduating from and what your plans are for, you know, the near future, whether you're going to college or onto a work life somewhere. I'm sure everybody would like to know a little bit about you.
My name is Alden Birch. I'm graduating from Fairfield, and I plan on going to UC Blue Ash.
My name's Carolyn Conrad. I'm going to I'm graduating from Ross High School. I don't think I want to go again. I'm going to Miami University to study social work.
I'm Sammy Beckman. I'm graduating from Ross High School, and I'm going to attend Miami Hamilton to major in early childhood education.
My name is Kylie Fox, and I'm graduating from Ross, and I'm going to Miami.
Hi, I'm Clint Oliver. I graduated from Ross High School, and I will be attending The Ohio State University and majoring in environmental engineering.
Well, we'd like to present each of you with a the Message Study Bible. I personally have one of these, and our daughter used hers quite a bit while she was in college. It provides a lot of great guidance, and it's a great Bible. So please take those on behalf of the church. Now I'm going to pass this mic on to Judy for the presentation of the scholarships.
Well, the women received applications for scholarships this year, and we're awarding four of them to four high school graduates that are going on to college. And we're giving one to Clint. Clint Oliver. And Carolyn Conrad. And Alden Bush. And Samantha Beckman. Thank you.
Let's bow our heads and let's have a word of prayer as we pray over these young people and their futures. God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit would fall afresh on these people now who are ready for the next step in their lives. God, we're so thankful for what they've been able to accomplish. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for their families and the people in their lives that had supported them. God, we ask that you would just be with them as they make these new steps into new portions of their life. And may they may know, Lord, that you love them, you care for them, and your promises to them are ever true. Father, we just are so grateful for your love. And we're so grateful for this generation and what is yet to come through the merits of their hearts and their hands. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.